Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Carson Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, November 23rd, 2020. And just a quick reminder, we do post one other podcast, so this is the entire show. But we have a second podcast called Carson Kennedy, The Unfiltered After Show, which is about a half hour long, and it's completely different of what happened on the show today. So it's all new content, and it's a lot of stuff that we're not allowed to discuss on the air. Sometimes people swear, so that happens.
Mostly
but
me.
Mostly Dan and Kennedy. I don't know. Annie drops one every once in a while, too. But anyway, so you can listen to that. And like I said, it's all new content, nothing from today's show. So if you've never listened to the Unfiltered After Show, check that podcast out. We'll get the Good Vibe Tribe this morning and some great audio from one of the guys that was doing all the tracking of the polling. Wasn't that the audio on the Good Vibe Tribe? I think it was. With Steve Karnacki or whatever. We'll find out what everybody did for the weekend. We've got another just wonderful email about our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. We'll tell you how you can donate for that. And we're going to play a game to try and get you some tickets to watch a digital concert with Dua Lipa with the most clunky name of a game in the history of this show. It's pretty close. I think the dream is over, Kennedy.
Which dream?
The dream of making it to the playoffs for the New England Patriots this year.
Feels like it is.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys ever thought we were going. Yeah. We lost like 18
we
games in a row.
We've stopped having dreams.
Well,
we never were going to go. Not once.
No, there was a moment there after they won last week. I was like, man, they're going to expand the playoffs. There's hope. There was a little bit of hope left in my soul.
They won a game out of eight.
It's not. It's just not our year. It's not our year. It's
and
okay.
That's okay.
I predicted that they were going to win like six games this year. I did not think they were going to be good. But I honestly thought, I was like, man, we got four wins. We're only about a third of the way through the season. We can do this. And then last night happened, or yesterday afternoon.
Or every other game that's happened.
Yeah, right. Not good, not good. We lost the Houston Texans 27-20.
J.J. Watt said, I'm going to swat down every ball Cam Newton throws. It was unbelievable.
No, it really was. And it doesn't get any easier. We play on Sunday. We play the Cardinals, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And they're a pretty good team.
Let's just wrap
well.
It up.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, they're also better than us.
Yeah, a lot better.
Like
a
most people
turn
are
event.
This year.
How many games have they lost? Like maybe
they're
two?
They're 6-3.
Yeah, yeah.
We are not.
Yeah.
Quick math.
Not that.
We are not.
2-7?
We have dropped
we're
in the power ranking.
4-6.
4-6.
Yes, that is correct. We are now 4-6. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you have a Good Vibe Tribe story, you want to be featured, or you know somebody that should, drop us a text or call it 617-931-1234. There's a restaurant in D.C. It's called Sakina Halal Grill, Kennedy, and they serve anyone, even if you cannot pay. But last week, the owner said he was days away from shutting down because he hasn't had enough paying customers during the pandemic. Someone started a GoFundMe page, and it has already raised over $300,000 to keep the place open. There's a waitress in New York. She broke down after a random woman gave her a $1,000 tip. It was a part of the What We Did Venmo Challenge, where this woman raised money on social media through her friends and family, and she's going to do another $1,000 to a random first responder. Volunteers with a group called Backpacks for the Street handed out over 10,000 backpacks to homeless people in New York since the pandemic hit. Each one has about 50 items in it, including antibacterial wipes, hand sanitizer, first aid kits, and food. And they've done 10,000 of them.
That's amazing. People are so good.
The pandemic won't stop the military from keeping tabs on Santa this year.
Can't stop, won't stop.
That's right. NORAD announced they will be tracking Santa on Christmas Eve, just like they have every year since 1955.
Important information.
Yes. Yes. 58% of people say stores should have a you touch it, you buy it policy during the pandemic. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's so funny because I was at the store yesterday just trying to get some ground beef and ground turkey, I should say. And the guy in front of me touched every single thing. I mean, I don't think it can transfer. I think that they've said
it's just a mental thing.
But just, yeah.
Sure.
Like,
you got to touch
every single one of them? They literally are all exactly
the same. You
shouldn't do that
anyways. Even if we weren't in a pandemic, stop touching everything. Just know what you want.
A guy in the UK was so lonely working from home during the pandemic that he decided to buy a couple of animals to help keep him company. And he bought two geese.
Sounds like friends, don't they?
That's a weird pick.
Yeah.
They're very honky geese.
Well, that actually ended up being a problem. So much noise with their honking, his neighbors filed a complaint, and he does have to give them up. They're going to a safe home. So good.
I thought geese were aggressive, too.
They are.
I bet if you're
he's
getting
like
them
boxing his geese in his apartment.
A guy in India who was battling coronavirus has survived it, but he got bit by a black king cobra.
What?
During his recovery, he's now battling blindness and paralysis. They say he could make recovery, but he made it through the coronavirus.
I don't think that's a good vibe story.
He survived coronavirus. I mean, king cobra
had us going in the first half. Not gonna lie.
And Kennedy, sad news: another weekend, another underground swinger sex party being broken up in New York for violating coronavirus restrictions. This week, it was an 80-person hookup in Queens.
My goodness, y'all.
You were in the wrong city, Kennedy.
My goodness. No, I won't go. I won't go. I won't go.
What if everyone had a COVID test?
I still won't go. My anxiety is just not allowing me to do anything fun anymore. Just wrapping it up.
Well, there's a joke there about wrapping it up.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So we all love MSNBC's Steve Kornacki, the guy with the khakis and the tie.
Yes. I'd do anything for
him. The exact same clothes for the entire thing or whatever.
Hasn't slept.
He was on Kelly Clarkson's show.
Okay.
And he was talking about analyzing a map of the most popular desserts for Thanksgiving in several states.
Sweet potato pie with 74% of the vote in is going to take Florida. That's a huge win for a sweet potato pie. But this is a very competitive election, Kelly. It's not just sweet potato pie. Take a look here in Pennsylvania. This was heavily contested. Pumpkin pie. We got just about all the votes in. Pumpkin pie is going to win Pennsylvania. Pumpkin pie also got New York. It got some other big states. Also Nevada. Very slow count in Nevada. Looks like pumpkin pie's gotten over the top in Nevada, too.
Can't make anything interesting.
Oh, my God. I love him so much.
I don't know how those guys who work the magic boards during the election have fingers left. No. It should just be nubs.
Well, they actually did that on SNL.
Did they?
Yeah, the other guy. It was a John King that does it for CNN. He came out, and it was just nubs and two markers.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
104.1. How was your weekend, Kennedy?
It was good. I went out with Casino Guy on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. I saw some pictures. I saw you went out to one place and then a second place.
Yes. He gets me. And so he pretends like 4 o'clock is 7 o'clock.
That's amazing. Good. That's good.
Yeah. But there's this new place that opened. It's like a speakeasy and you have to go to an alley and then call a phone number. And like,
awesome.
It just opened last week and he said they're already like 3 hour lines. So I'm glad we got there and we did. It was awesome. It's called
Did you have to do a password and like a special knock?
No, but it was really neat.
Listen here. See, it was, I know a new place around the corner. See,
it was decorated so nice. It's like you completely forgot where you were.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
It was lovely. And then we went to Moo upon your recommendation.
And?
Oh.
Right?
So good.
So good.
It's a steakhouse, yeah?
So good. Yes, it's a steakhouse. And just.
It's the most expensive meal you'll ever have, but it's one of the best meals I've ever had in Boston.
I'm going to say no, it's not, but.
Not the most expensive meal you've ever had?
No. Not even close.
you live in a different world than I do, Kennedy.
Well, you know, we shared some stuff, but whatever. In any event, it was lovely. And then Saturday, I had to do nothing because I was so hungover.
Oh, well, that's good.
And I'm so old that it just hurt so badly, and I really didn't have anything else to do, so I didn't feel too bad about it, and I just stayed home.
Did we you love have a recovery day.
What?
Did you have an espresso?
I knew you did. I don't have a choice when you go out with him.
I knew you
That's
did.
His post-dinner drink, and you drink it
I
with
could,
him.
I could feel it. It's like you and I have like telepathy with that, only because of the pain we felt together.
Yeah.
From like, said espresso martini.
I'm like, sure. So good.
No.
So Barrett turned 10 years old on Saturday. He made it.
Old man.
Yeah. Well, he woke up Friday morning, and you know this, he had an infection in his eyeball.
Yeah, poor Bubba.
And it looked terrible. He looked like Rocky Balboa after 12 rounds with Clubber Lang.
Cut me, Mick.
It was bad. And then he got the wrong prescription, and we ended up getting a fight at the drugstore. It was just utter chaos on Friday night. Aww. But we got it all by Saturday morning. Thankfully, like, we were ready to cancel. So he invited over 6 friends, and we all went on a like a scavenger type hunt thing.
Been planning this for quite some time.
Yes, Kennedy, you helped help me put together all of the notes and everything. It was awesome. They had a great time. So it didn't end up happening.
I'm glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah, we had a good time, and it was good. They got outside. They ran around. They went on a hike. You know, and it was just
perfect.
It was wild though. Like, he's 10 years old. It's been a decade since Barrett was born. Like, I look at him and I'm like, holy smokes. Like, I was driving him home and he stunk like a teenager. And I'm like, he's going to be a teenager in a couple of years.
So soon.
And I was just like, it was mind boggling. Yeah. Then at one point he's like, so I opened up my presents from my friends and from Mimi and Aunt Lane. He's like, but I don't remember anything from you guys. I'm like, and he was trying to be as kind as he could, saying it, not, you know,
being like, where's my gifts?
I'm like, see that dog sitting over there? Remember that gift?
It's like everything you own was a gift from me.
Shoes you have on your feet.
Dad level 100.
Every time you turn on the lights, that's a gift.
That cake.
I know Lana has a birthday coming up. Are you going to say the same thing to her? Because the dog was her birthday gift too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And you're not getting her anything?
No.
My ass.
I'm scared.
My gigantic butt.
No, she would get mad at me. She would get mad at me if I got her a gift.
I'm telling you.
Saw something.
Sure enough, honey.
No, she doesn't want anything. She's very clear in that. Okay. I mean, I'm sure I'll get her flowers and we'll go out to dinner and I'll get her a card.
That's a gift.
And I'll
there
get her
go.
Some jewelry and a bottle of champagne.
And there it is.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Like I said, I'm not getting her anything. How was your weekend, Annie?
I had an awesome weekend. Friday night, I babysat. It was so fun. It's like so cool with Disney Plus and stuff. I get to show them shows that I watched growing up, like a Lizzie McGuire and like Even Steven, stuff like that. So it's so fun just being with them. The oldest one's 9 now, so she like really is into all those shows. Mm-hmm. Saturday, Rob and I went to the aquarium, and I think we were in there for tops 20 minutes.
Too many people?
I'm not crazy about the aquarium anyways. I've never really liked it.
Ridiculous.
We saw the penguins. Love
Who
the penguins.
Are you? What?
I just don't like it. Yeah. There was way too many people. But after the penguins, when you're walking up like the spiral staircase, you had to wait in line, which I totally understand. They just didn't want as many people. And all I was like, Rob's like, I don't want to wait in line. I was like, me either. So we went to Legals, which is like really messed up that you see the fish and then you eat the fish. But it was
That's the circle of life.
Yeah. Well, my son and I think there's a tunnel that connects the two. We have this theory.
Like an underground thing? They just shoot them on through? I don't hate that. But it was great. So we just had lunch, and then we walked down further down the seaport, saw like all the Christmas decorations and stuff, which was really cool. And then yesterday, my roommates and I did a little mini Friendsgiving, and I was in charge of the booze, which is the most important part, in my humble opinion. You know, not the food or stuffing or anything like that.
So they didn't want you to cook anything.
Oh, God,
would
no.
you?
Just go to the store.
I'm like, I cook for myself. I don't want to cook the big things for the people.
I saw you post something on Instagram about being like at the Packy.
I posted on Twitter, and because in Massachusetts the rules are so weird that Packies don't open until
Sunday
most of them don't open
noon.
Some of them don't open till noon. There's one in Quincy that opens at 10.
Yeah, the one by me is always open at 10.
And I walked in and it was 9:45, and the guy was like, we don't sell booze till 10. And I was like, I'll just go wait in my car then. So it's like 9:59. I'm like, back.
I'm sure you weren't alone.
Nah, okay. I wrote that book. It's fine.
Yeah, right.
It's such a weird law, isn't it?
It's like, the worst law. Like for
at,
what?
At this minute you can, but the next minute
What's
you can't.
What's the difference?
It
but
is
I mean,
so weird.
Jesus, it's Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus
We're
says
so
afternoon.
Holy.
Afternoon, you can have the wine.
So I made an apple cider mule. So it was a ginger vodka, ginger beer, apple cider, lime juice. It was a hit. It was a hit with
Yay!
The people. It was great. I had a really good weekend.
Producer Dan?
I win the most boring weekend. I didn't really do anything. It was very pandemic-y. Mm-hmm. We sat around and we watched Dexter.
Yeah.
But Sunday was my day.
What'd you do Sunday?
We got a big Chinese food order, a poo-poo platter. I sat down. The Patriots lost. That's fine. I don't care about them. They're done.
Yep.
What I care about is my pool where I can win $1,000
yes.
to fund my vacation.
Yes.
How yeah, so doing? So your girlfriend Brittany bought a $20 thing to be in something at work,
yeah,
right?
$20 survivor pool, like 40 people signed up at her work, and right. everyone put in $20. And how it works is everybody picks a team every week. Your team wins, you stay in. Your team loses, you're out. But you can only pick a team once, so you kind of have to do strategy. It started with 40. This weekend, we're down to 4. I won. This other guy won. Mm-hmm. And then the Dallas Cowboys were playing the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Vikings lost, 2 people get cut out, and then it's just me and one other guy for $1,000.
Right.
And in the last minute, the Cowboys drive down, score, win the game. So now there's only 2 people left in this
yes,
pool.
Yes. There can be only one.
I can. The $1,000 is within reach. It's like Highlander. I just got to get this one guy out of here.
Did you think about contacting that guy and say, hey, why don't we just call it now and we'll split the $500 each?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
I want his head.
I don't hate it.
I'm not a splitter.
No, I don't hate it.
And maybe I lose and get nothing, but that's showbiz, baby.
It's never your money to begin
with. Well, it's your money anyway, right?
That's the game, baby.
Well, that's
so
kind of
started
cool.
with 40. We're down to 2. Let's go.
That's all exciting. Right. Nice job, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you have not made a donation yet to our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, go to mix1041.com/toys. Right now, we're going to get an update on the total coming up at 7:15. And we now have about 2 weeks. We have this week and next week. Is that right?
We have 2 weeks.
Yeah. So we finish up next week, and that's it, to get to our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. And the idea is we're going to need about $100,000 because we just figured, you know, about $10 a toy, 10,000 toys, simple math.
Yeah, we need some more. I'm just going to say we need some
we
more.
Need some more. We so need some more. If you have not done that yet, again, we are not collecting toys. We cannot collect them with what's going on with the pandemic. So go to mix1041.com/toys. We've tried to make it easy as possible. You can't mail us toys. You can't Amazon us toys. You can't wish list. You can't Venmo us. You can't PayPal us. Mm-hmm. There is one way to do it. You can't even send us $100 in the mail.
No.
Nope. Can't take your Campy Kennedy winnings and give it to us.
Nope.
There is one way to donate and one way only. Am I clear and concise in this point?
Yes.
I feel good about it.
Okay. Mix1041.com/toys to make a donation. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, guys. So the AMAs happened last night. And in case you missed it, it was quite the show.
Yes, the American ma'am. Music Awards.
Yeah. They kicked off the show with a world premiere performance featuring Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber. Would you like to hear some
yes,
of that?
Yes, I would.
All right. Just let me know. Please just let me know. So that was good.
Unbelievable.
They just were really, really good.
Oh, their voices.
Katy Perry returned to the AMAs for the first time in 7 years, singing with Darius Rucker, a reimagined performance of her track Only Love, which is so good. Go and listen to that one today when you have some time. And The Weeknd took to the streets of Los Angeles for his performance, and he's continuing that face all wrapped up in bandages.
Yep.
The winners included tonight. The big night's winner was one of them anyway, was The Weeknd, who took home 3 awards, Favorite Male Artist, Favorite Album, and Favorite Song. And then Taylor Swift won the big award of the evening, Artist of the Year.
Oh, wow.
You guys have been beyond wonderful all the years of my career, but especially this one. When we've been so far apart, we haven't been able to see each other in concert. But I still feel really connected to you through the music. And, you know, your reaction to Folklore and all the ways in which your imagination honored that album. I just love you so much, and I'm really, really lucky because of you. The reason I'm not there tonight is I'm actually re-recording all of my old music in the studio where we originally recorded it. So it's been amazing, and I can't wait for you to hear it. But have a great night. I love you so much, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
This woman is like, she's playing chess. We're all playing checkers.
Yes, she is.
I'm not there because screw you, Scooter Braun, yeah, is what
much.
She just said.
She also won two other awards, favorite female artist and favorite music video for Cardigan, extending her current record for the most AMA wins to 32, which is 8 more than Michael Jackson, who was in second
Holy
place.
Smokes. Mm.
The AMAs did have an audience, although they were way up in the balcony, mm-hmm. and they were groups of families that were all standing together, but oh, they cool. were having a blast. So
where does that
like
happen? Is that New York or L.A.?
L.A.
L.A.
It's in L.A.
That is, if I was there with my family, kidding me, I'd be wilding out to hear live performances.
Were all the performances there as well?
For the most part, yep.
Right.
Lady Gaga might be eyeing her next big role. Mm-hmm. And this one might be opposite Brad Pitt. Will you be able to handle it, Annie?
No, Kennedy. I am still scarred from A Star Is Born.
It's a movie called Bullet Train, and it follows five assassins who wind up in a train under mysterious circumstances. No word on if she's an assassin or not, but that's really it.
There's only one Brad for Stephanie, and it's this one.
It's really, I don't know.
Mr. Cooper.
This is really all I know about it, except for that, but that's happening.
Brad Pitt dates a lot of his co-stars. He met Jennifer Aniston on Friends.
No.
Married.
No.
He met Angelina Jolie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Married.
No, I won't let it happen.
Well, had to get divorced first, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but
there's some overlap. There's some overlap.
Life's all about timing.
And I just want to play this to you because I think it's funny. So there's an actor. His name is Lucas Gage. He was in the movie Euphoria.
Yes.
And just like everybody else, you gotta like if we have to go to job interviews, actors have to go to auditions. And
yes.
The way they do auditions now is through Zoom calls. And so, you know, you get on with the director, you get to read your two sides and you move on with your day. And that's it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So this Lucas Gage got trash talked by a director because the director thought they were muted and they wouldn't. Here's what happened.
These poor people live in these tiny apartments. Like I'm looking at his, you know, background, and he's got his TV and you know.
Yeah, mute it. I know it's the apartment. That's why give me this job so I can get a better one. All right. Ready?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, it's totally, listen, I'm living in a 4x4 box. It's fine. Just give me the job and we'll be fine.
I just love he did not let it slow him down. Right. He just kept moving and he was like, you know what? You're going to remember me now.
He handled it so well. I mm-hmm. definitely wouldn't have done that. And mm-hmm. the way celebrities came out and supported him mm-hmm. because everybody's like, oh, I have a guess which director that is because mm-hmm. he's obviously not a nice man. Mm-hmm. Emmy Rossum, who was on Shameless, commented that he didn't want her to audition. He said, just come to my little apartment just in your bikini. That can be your audition.
And mm-hmm. do a twirl. Mm.
Disgusting.
So in any event.
Wow.
Regardless of that stuff at the bottom there, I really think that he mm-hmm. handled it
He's
as well
amazing.
As he possibly could.
Right. It's crazy, too, to think, because that guy's on HBO. So you probably see these people on TV. Right. And you're like, oh, that guy's killing it.
Well, right.
And then he's in a little apartment in New York City for $3,000.
Lana and I talked about this when SNL did the episodes from there, and they were all at home, and we're like, wow, these big, you know, these big comedians and big comedians that we saw, and then you see their tiny apartment in New York, and you're like, oh,
they're
that's the life.
People,
yeah,
you know?
They're human beings.
They live in Manhattan. Do you know how much it costs to live in Manhattan?
I don't, actually, I don't.
It's probably twice Boston.
Yeah.
Unless you're Brad Pitt, they're not as glamorous as we think
they
are.
They don't get paid that much money.
No, and his apartment is fine. You shouldn't judge anyways.
It's just like living in the city, you know?
Who cares?
You didn't even get off this Zoom call before you started?
Right?
That is wild.
Hang up with them, the gall.
Have we not learned anything about just don't talk?
It hadn't even started yet, Dan. He was waiting to do his audition. Yeah. He hadn't even done it yet.
Oh, like,
so bad.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow. But have a cup of cheer.
Remember this one, Kennedy?
Well,
we were about 15 when this came out, I think, right?
No.
Maybe you were. I was.
Burl Ives, Holly Jolly Christmas.
I think Jesus was about 15 when this came out.
No, I feel like when this came out, everything was still in black and white on television.
Yes.
You'd sit around the transistor radio. Well, our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys is underway. It's our 8th annual. The previous 7 years, you guys have donated about 75,000 toys. And this year is a bit different because we can't get toys in person.
Right.
We can't go out to the malls like we have in previous years. We've had, you know, restaurants that have collected for us. You've had a birthday party and your kids have collected for us. You've come out with your families. You brought us grocery carts and little red, you know, wagons full and armfuls and sackfuls. I just think of all the different ways you guys have delivered toys to us over the years.
Made your teenage kids push the two-wheeler full of toys down the mall.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've had people like from the Disney store in the mall. They would bring us down toys. And that has changed this year. You can't send us the toys. You can't drop off the toys here at the radio station. We can't pick them up. So what we've decided to do is for this year, we're going to do it all financially. You go to mix1041.com/toys. You make a donation. And right now, I would like to try and get 18 people to make a donation, okay? 18 people by the time we get to the dirty on the 30. Mix1041.com/toys to make a donation. It'll take you right to the website. You can do a cash donation, or there's toys listed. Like if you want to do a video game, you can click on that one and you'll do that. It's simple. You've done plenty of stuff online. It's easy enough to do.
Yeah.
We have an email Kennedy's going to share with us.
So I don't know if you guys remember this, but last week when we read the email from our friend Meg, a gal texted us and said, take all my money, take all my coffee money.
Yes.
I'm not having coffee again for the rest of the month.
Yes.
Or the rest of the year or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, she wrote us. She says, good afternoon. You made me cry this morning and now I'm ending my day full of emotion as I write this. As I promised in a text this morning, I've given up my coffee money till Christmas and donated $50. This past August, I lost someone very special to me. More importantly, my friend lost her husband of 47 years and I just didn't know how to donate in his memory. He was like the grandfather my kids didn't have present in their lives. He had accompanied his wife on many study abroad opportunities and would end up a compassionate listener for a student missing home or listening with enthusiasm and encouragement to their goals for the future. His acting skills came into spotlight around 2004, when he and his wife embraced being Mr. and Mrs. Claus to help my sister and her family fundraise for the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation. The fundraiser always took place the week and sometimes the day of their wedding anniversary, and they happily celebrated this day as Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Unbelievable.
This coming December 10th, they would have celebrated their 48th wedding anniversary, and in honor of this day and in memory of him, I've donated an additional $150. It seemed the most appropriate thing I could do in his memory. And this year, instead of him listening to him read his annual "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," I will envision him writing with Santa. I'm asking anyone that has loved a lost one during this pandemic and was not able to celebrate their lives, please donate in their memory. Imagine them delivering the gifts and smiles to the many children who are in need this Christmas. Peace and love to all, and to all a good night. Denise.
Mm. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I love thinking of it in that way. You know, mm-hmm. people you've lost along the way, just mm-hmm. think of it as them. You're making a kid smile on Christmas morning that normally wouldn't, you know? Mm-hmm.
Did she mention his name by chance?
Yeah, but I didn't want to use it. I didn't get permission. So,
okay. That's
fine. Not trying to do that just at this moment.
And listen, if you're going to make a donation and you want to share a story with us, we would love to hear it. Drop an email, drop us a text, give us a call, 617-931-1234. Or you can email Kennedy at mix1041.com. Or maybe you're a business. Maybe you're a small business. And your
maybe
small
you're
business.
A business, man.
Yeah. And we, you know, and you're like, man, I could get some free publicity on the radio. I'm just saying. I mean, I'd be willing to give you a shout on the radio if you dropped us a text and said you donated some money.
Sure would.
I'm just saying.
I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Don't right? go through sales. Come right to us.
Don't say it like that, Dan.
I'm kidding.
Why are you getting so obvious?
Trying to be on the sly, Dan. Mix1041.com/toys. So I would love to get 18 people to donate by the time we get to the dirty on the 30. Kennedy is going to keep track. Mix1041.com/toys. Kim, you give us an update, please, on how many toys that we, or how many dollars.
How many dollars? I can give you dollars.
Yeah, so the idea is we're trying to get to 10,000 toys, and we figure about $10 a toy.
Yep.
So we need about $100,000 by the time we finish this up, which is not this week, but the next week. So
the
we only
6th, yes.
Yeah, so we only have about 2 weeks left.
Yes.
All right, what you got?
So right now we're at $27,953.
Oh, wow.
So that's almost 3,000 toys.
All right, that's awesome.
So that makes 7,000 more.
Yes.
It's a start. It's a good start.
We're just under it this year, y'all. We usually have a few more weeks.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be quick. So 27,953. Right. Okay, so we're at almost 28,000.
Correct.
So we're at about 28% of the way there, and we have 2 weeks left.
Here they come. All right.
All right.
Bring it to me, people.
Again, mix1041.com/toys. We're trying to get to 100,000. And this morning, we're just trying to get 18 more people to make a donation. Mix1041.com/toys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, we were trying to get to 18 people to make a donation at mix1041.com/toys by the time we got to the dirty on the 30. It is 7:30. Kennedy, how are we?
13.
We need five more. Don't make me pull this show over.
I mean, we're thankful for every last one of you that
Oh, we are grateful. Yeah,
we love you. Yeah. But I just would like to have more of you.
Yeah, start the week off right. Monday morning on a short week.
I know.
Got a text from 617. I promise I will donate when I get to work. Too much to do while driving. Yeah,
appreciate you.
No, no, no. Please don't do this while you're driving.
Yeah, don't crash.
That should be understood, right?
Yes.
Don't.
We want your money to go to toys, not auto repair bills.
Yes.
If you got to wait until payday, we get you.
Right. 100%.
We feel you.
Right.
It will still be there on Friday. Mm-hmm.
I know there's a bunch of you sitting around listening on your smart speaker, or you're sitting in your car waiting to go into work. If you do that real quick, mix1041.com/toys. Again, our 10,000 toys for girls and boys this year has gone remote. We will not be able to accept toys, so we're doing it financially. We can't do Venmo or PayPal, or you can't Amazon wishlist it to us.
Nope.
This is the way it is happening this year. It's just the way we have to do it. Mix1041.com/toys. A text from the 781. I just donated 10K toys for girls and boys.
Yes.
If we were about to do it in person, I would have brought presents in person. Hope you reach your goal. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Mix1041.com/toys. Any more?
That's it. Nope.
I'm going to wait. You know, my boss loves it when we have dead air. Alarms are going to start going off. Is there something wrong with your computer? It's not working properly?
No, it just has to refresh.
Okay, refresh.
I just did.
This was like me over the weekend waiting to see if the Celtics got a player or not.
Oh, refresh. My God, refresh.
Refresh. Same. I'm on Twitter every 10 minutes.
I know.
Refresh. Refresh. Celtics.
Well, and Twitter's like all speculation too. So yeah. You're like,
18!
Do we get...
Yay!
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So, well, speaking of the Celtics, we have a new Celtic coming to town, and his name is Tristan Thompson. Or as Annie called him, that no good cheating lion, Tristan Thompson. He agreed to a multi-year contract with the Boston Celtics. I don't know what's involved in it because that part doesn't interest me. The part that does interest me is all the Kardashians weighing in about coming to Boston.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian wrote, "Congrats, real Tristan 13, Boston, here we come." What's this we?
But she's coming too.
Bring Stay the whole away crew. From my favorite sports team.
Kimberly is coming. Kimberly is coming.
He agreed to a two-year, $19 million deal to play for the Celtics. He left the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the people of Cleveland are sad to see him go. They seem to really, really like him.
That's the only team he's ever played for is Cleveland, and he's had a fantastic career when he's been there. And basketball-wise, this is a fantastic decision.
Yeah, his extracurricular activities aside, he does fill a need for the Celtics.
Absolutely.
So for those of you that are unaware, he used to be with Khloe Kardashian. They had a baby together named Dream. And then he cheated on her. Left, right, center, front, back, all of that. And then during the quarantine, they sort of were quarantining together so that they could both be with their baby. And it looks as though they're back together again. So, Annie, your thoughts.
Okay, so he cheated on his first woman when she was 9 months pregnant. And then he cheated on my girl Coco 4 days before she gave birth to True.
I forgot about that.
And with Jordan Woods, mind you, who was Kylie Jenner's best friend. Yeah. It was a whole thing. I have a flow chart if you guys need to see it.
We
I'm glad.
Yeah, he broke up their friendship.
Yes.
Well, he was part of it.
But does he have a drop step and layup with the left hand?
He is great from a basketball standpoint. Yes,
that's all I need.
And this is the emotional turmoil I am feeling.
Put up a double-double last year, I'm just
saying.
That's
all we need. what we need off the bench is a double-double.
Yeah. My dad yesterday was like, what are you going to do? Because am I have to cheer for him now?
Yes.
I've talked so much smack about
him. No, you have. I know, it's weird, right?
It's
hard.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know.
I have a problem rooting for when it comes to this, like rooting for the team. I'm not a root for the team guy. Just because you put on that jersey doesn't mean I root for you.
Disagree. Oh, well, that's garbage.
I know. Right, I know. I'm weird like that.
Whatever.
I know.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Team, basketball, basketball, basketball. Where are they going to live?
That is the question.
What city? What city is taking them? Who's getting them? What part of the greater Boston area will they be in?
You think it'll be like a Back Bay?
I think so.
Something like that. It's got to be bougie.
Yes.
I think somewhere close to...
Somewhere that they can come and go real fast from
somewhere
the airport.
Somewhere close to the practice facility, in between the practice facility and the garden is what I think.
Where are all definitely Alston.
Where are all the single women at? Because that's where Tristan's going to live.
Oh,
that's
all
right,
let's move along.
Where are the college girls? That's where Tristan's going.
Pit.
Oh, let's just be honest.
Well, everybody had to go home for grin.
they're not
come back. They're not allowed to come back until next year, so...
Oh, they're all living in the W Hotel is what I heard.
Oh. You can meet me in the lobby.
No.
It's just so gross that we're like being like, it's so gross. It's gross.
It's not okay.
It's just gross. Star-studded lineup is going to help New York ring in Christmas season. NBC's Christmas in Rockefeller Center is going to air next week. The lights will be switched on in the famous New York tree. They get a tree. It's fine.
Yep.
But several musicians will be performing. We'll see Dolly Parton with Jimmy Fallon. What?
Huh?
Kelly Clarkson and Brett Eldridge, Goo Goo Dolls, Dan and Shay, Meghan Trainor with Earth, Wind & Fire.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Gwen Stefani, the Pentatonix, Tori Kelly, and Leslie Odom Jr. In addition, the Radio City Rockettes will make an appearance considering they can't perform all year. I love this. And the cast of the Tony-winning award Broadway show Ain't Too Proud to Beg will perform. That's December 2nd at 8 p.m. Now, I would like to give you some interesting Kelly Clarkson-related news.
Yes, please.
It looks like she and Brett Eldridge.
What?
Might be getting a little cozy.
No.
What?
This is what I've read. Only in one place. I couldn't get two sources to confirm, but I have read it.
I love this. Stan. Okay.
If it makes her happy for a little bit of time, you do you.
I love Brett Eldridge
he's the best.
And that song is so cute together that they sing.
Wow.
Swooning is the word that I read.
Swooning.
I would like to quote a friend of mine who works in country radio. Wow.
However, the only downside, apparently, Brett is a real lady killer.
Oh,
I don't get that vibe from him. He's just a beautiful, sweet man with a dog,
Kennedy. Has
he
been married before, kids or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe
so. Just saying, Brett, you know, if you're going to date a girl with kids, man, it's big responsibility there.
I don't think about that.
Yeah, I don't think they're dating.
No.
Just saying. Something you got to think about when you're dating,
I think it's just cuffing season and they're realizing, we should just.
100%.
She just broke up. She's grabbing that rebound like Tristan Thompson does.
Do you think the kids know?
No.
Don't bring him into this.
Listen, I didn't sign him. Don't look at
it's me. Your fault. You're the one that told me, Dan.
Go talk to Danny Ainge. I don't make the decisions.
You and Danny Ainge.
All right, I need to get to my royal update, people, because this is important.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
So I don't know if anybody in this studios here watched The Crown.
No.
But The Crown started, the first season is Queen Elizabeth when she was a very young woman.
Yes.
And now we are in the Princess Di season.
Yes.
So that's how far we've come. Now, the question is, will it go any further? And if Meghan and Prince Harry have anything to do about it, the answer is an absolute no. So here's what we're saying is because remember when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle signed their massive production deal with Netflix?
Yes.
Right.
So a lot of people were like, wait, how can you do this when Netflix is also producing the show that shows your family not in the best of light?
Sure.
So there's a woman, a royal biographer by the name of Angela Levin, and she penned the biography Harry Conversations with the Prince thinks this strategy was a mistake that will backfire on them. She says their decision to sign their deal with Netflix is a terrible error because the Crown is ridiculing his father, his mother, and his grandmother. However, Harry said that when he made the deal with Netflix, he said, "You have to stop the Crown before it gets to me."
Oh.
You can't make any more episodes that include me.
Interesting.
Wow.
That we stop here. If you're going to do the Di stuff, fine, but you stop here.
Mm-hmm.
She says, and other people are thinking that it's rude and taking money from a company that's like hurting your family, but they're going to get their pint of blood and somebody's going to do something.
So can I just ask you real quick?
I can try and answer.
For The Crown?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a scripted show,
mm-hmm. yep.
but it's basically ripped from the headlines of the royal family.
Yeah.
I mean, it's accurate-ish. Yeah.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. if something's... I've never seen it. They are inferring that Prince Philip has been unfaithful.
Sure.
Is there evidence? Maybe not. Right. But it's something sort of everybody knows.
Is it good?
I haven't watched. I watched like the first season, a couple of episodes. But no, it's like number one on Netflix.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people tell me you need to watch it. My wife watches it.
I know she's...
So yes, but it's just interesting to me that that's when he took that huge deal with Netflix. He said, "You can't put me in the Crown."
Yeah, that's...
I heard the story that Barrett teased me with, uh-huh. It was not about this, I don't think.
Well, then I don't know what it was about.
I think the prince's dog may have died over the weekend or something like that.
That did Barry happen, said, yes. Did
no, Prince William's dog dies.
Oh, okay.
Prince, yeah.
Okay.
He was 9. Mm. So, he ran on the Rainbow Bridge now. So.
Mm. Yes.
Cheeks
you know
and
me
rabbits.
And my royals stories, Kennedy. I
do
love
the
them
best
all.
I can for you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Dua Lipa, she's got this performance happening on Friday. It's a live stream called Studio 2054, Kennedy.
Yep.
I don't know if you saw the video for this song, but it's all sorts of roller skating and old school funk. And
she is just living for like the Studio 54 day.
Right.
Yes.
And this live stream looks remarkable.
So I heard she was doing this live stream, so I dropped her a text. I was like, hey, can we have some to give away to some people that listen to our show? She texted me back almost immediately and said, absolutely. How many do you want? And so we got a bunch of them to give away right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the game is called, what is it again, Kennedy?
It's called the Dua Lipa Future Nostalgia Soundcheck.
Okay. One more time, what is the name?
Dua Lipa, because that's who's in it.
Dua Lipa.
Future Nostalgia, that's the album.
Yeah.
Soundcheck, because it's got sounds.
Okay. Yes.
It's so facto.
Makes sense to me.
Thank you, Dan.
So what's going to happen is we're just going to start ripping through people. I'm going to play you a nostalgic sound.
Yep.
If you can tell me what it is, you're going to win a ticket for the Digital Stream concert with Dua Lipa. And Miley's going to be there.
Yes, she is.
Oh, I forgot that point, Kennedy.
I know. It's pretty exciting. It happened this weekend. We had no idea. So that's
surprise, surprise, surprise. All right. Let's see who I have first here. My first... my computer stopped working.
Emily from Rockland.
Emily from Rockland.
Hey, good morning, Emily. Are you there?
I am.
Hey,
are you there?
Yes, we're here. I'm very nervous. First nostalgic sound. Take a listen and you can win, okay? You ready?
Yes.
What is that nostalgic sound, Emily?
Pac-Man.
Is that correct, Kennedy?
That is correct.
Hey, there it is. Congratulations. There's our first winner. All right, I'm going to put Emily on hold. We have more to give away, right?
Yes.
Hannah's from New Hampshire. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah.
Hey, Hannah. Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you nervous?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Ice in her veins. Let's go.
That's what I'm confidence. Talking about.
All right, here's our next nostalgic sound. Take a listen.
Is that early Windows 97?
Kennedy, is that correct?
I'm gonna say that's close enough.
Close enough.
Well, is it 95?
It's the Windows log off from
yes,
Windows
we'll
XP.
Take it. Yes, we'll take it. It wins. Yes, you win. All right.
I'm just looking for Windows.
There's another winner. Can I do another one, Kennedy?
You can do this many more.
Okay. Let me grab. Ooh, Kennedy. Mariah's on the phone. Good morning, Mariah.
Morning.
Are you nervous?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Here we go. Take a listen to this nostalgic sound, and you're going to win a ticket to a digital concert with Dua Lipa. Here we go.
Oh, that brings me back.
All right, what is that nostalgic sound?
It's the Disney, like, intro.
Hey, there it is, yes.
Good girl, Mariah.
Nice job, Mariah. Hang on.
Nostalgic as I am.
We're on a heater.
Wow. Everybody got it right.
They're all very smart people.
Look we are that. Nostalgic people, Kennedy.
There's been a lot of time to think backwards instead of forwards in this
future trend. Nostalgia, if you will.
Future nostalgia.
Now, Kennedy, as I understand it, mm-hmm. we don't have any more to give away this morning.
I don't.
But Dua has sent us enough to do it again tomorrow?
Correct.
Ooh. Wow.
Guys.
Yes, this is good. This
but
is
Dan,
good.
Obviously they need to be harder because damn.
That was way too easy.
Yeah. All right.
I thought they were hard. I thought that second one was The Simpsons.
I didn't want to have a game where no one got anything.
Well, now we got the opposite.
Everybody wins everything on this show. It's 2020. No losers, Dan.
It's fine.
No losers.
I'll try to walk a line for you guys.
Okay. All right. So we will do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Another chance for you to win tickets to Dua Lipa's live streaming show. Again, it is happening this Friday, the 27th, Future Nostalgia 2024 with Dua Lipa, with Miley Cyrus, and hopefully you're going to be
and
there
some
to
other
watch it as
too,
well.
That we don't even know. So it's
really?
Going to be so good.
She's bringing out all the stops.
Unbelievable.
Okay, then. We'll do it tomorrow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.